Lynch with a jump.
Tom Lynch, Barry Hall called for him within the last minute. What a grab from the captain for the unlikely draw against the West Coast Eagles. It's there.
He's got it.
Scores a level. Well, the clock says there's no time left. So we're going to have a draw.
Yeah, we had a draw, and Mick, now I know why Barry brought that little clip in and said, you've got to play this, because it was all about him.
He brought it in.
We thought it was all about our next guest, but no, it was all about Barry, who made the call, of course, yesterday, about Tom Lynch. He's got to stand up, and that's exactly what he did. He read the cues beautifully. I thought it was about our next guest, Gold Coast star Brandon Matera. G'day, Brandon.
How are you guys?
Yeah, going well, thanks, mate. Not quite sure what to say, mate. Well done, congratulations or commiserations. Gee, it's always difficult when there's a draw.
Yeah, it was a different feeling. It was obviously a good effort by the boys to get so close, but it would have been nice to walk away with 4 points.
We discussed it a bit earlier. Would you have loved to have played another 10 minutes, five each way, to find a result, or were you just happy to walk away with the draw?
I was pretty buggered, so I was happy with the siren going there. I was starting to cramp in the car, so I didn't have much left in me. But, yeah, it would have been nice to obviously get another point and just to have the win. But it was pretty much like a win for us with the personnel out there. And the team we played are obviously on top, up the top of the ladder. And to come away with a draw was pretty good.
So do you want a draw in the home and away fixture, Brandon, going forward? Or do you think the league, the AFL, should look at it and say, hey, let's have extra time to get that 4 points or no points?
I don't mind. It was a different feeling. So, yeah, probably playing an extra 2-5 minutes would be pretty good. And, coming away with a victory would be nice.
What did Rocket say after the game?
Yeah, he was pretty happy, actually. He was happy the way, before the game, he said it's going to take all 22 of us out there. And I'm pretty sure he said we all did it. So, he was pretty happy. It's good to see a smile on his face after the game.
Well, it was fantastic. What a great effort. You spoke about the injuries you had out of the side. The tackle pressure on West Coast was enormous. You had 72 tackles for the game. I guess it shows you going forward that it doesn't matter what opposition you come up against. If you've got that sort of pressure, you're a chance to win games.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we spoke about before the game, is the effort and the contested ball and tackling pressure we put on them. So we went in that with a focus, and they opened us up earlier in the year, and I think the boys stuck to it all night. It was probably our first four-quarter effort all year. And, it was just good to get so close, but not to come away with a victory.
What about Rocket? Have you copped the spray from him yet, Brandon?
Yeah, I've copped a few. I think everyone has.
You wouldn't have missed one.
Yeah. As soon as you make eye contact with him and he's in a bad mood, you can get one. So, we've all copped one.
Well, the good thing about Rocket is he lets it go too. So 5 minutes later, he'll be joking about stuff. So that's a really good thing about him. He'll hit you between the eyes. But, Brandon, I'm sure you would have copped the spray, and then 5 minutes later, he's cracking a joke with you.
Yeah, definitely. He's walked past and put a smile on your face 5 minutes after, and you're like, gee, just before you've given it to me. So, yeah, you get over it pretty quick.
I reckon it's one of the great ones in a footy club. When you know your coach can give you a cook, you get reluctant players to stand in front when you're about six down or eight down. Has that happened in the Gold Coast, Brandon?
Yeah, definitely, for sure, yep.
It's really interesting, I reckon, one of those facets of the game. But how have you found his coaching?
Yeah, no, it's been good. He's come in with a clear pathway, what he wants us to do and that, and he's held strong with that. Obviously, with the personnel we've had out all year, it's been a bit difficult. We have to change the game plan week to week, but he's been pretty good, and the boys are really liking him, and he's been going really well.
And Brandon, you yourself had your injury troubles over your four seasons at Gold Coast, but you've been able to really string some games together now. How's the body feeling?
Yeah, it's getting pretty tight. It is my first year I haven't missed a game, so touch wood, I can finish it off. But I've just been looking after my body, doing all the little 1%ers during the week, getting extra massage and that, just trying to keep my body out in the track. And it's really helping me this year.
And Tommy Lynch was really important in the last quarter. He had a shot at goal. He actually thought you were 5 points down. He was going to kick the winning goal. Have you given it to him about that?
Yeah, well, when he took the mark, I said to him straight away, get back, we've got to get another one. And he just took his time, and I was pretty nerve-wracking for it. My heart was racing, so it was a clutch finish for him.
He stood up, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He played pretty well. He didn't get many touches, but he brought the ball to the ground a lot of times. So he just competes big Tom, and it's what we all love about him.
I'm tipping he won't be an accountant post-footy.
No, I don't think so.
Can't get his figures right. Is he captain material?
Yeah, definitely. I reckon this year he's really stood up with obviously Gaz missing a lot of the season, and Rich being out on the weekend, he stood up for us on the weekend. His voice and direction around the club has just been it's been massive this year, and a lot of the younger boys actually really look up to him, and I've had the pleasure to live with him for the last couple of years, and he's definitely the person that can captain the club.
Is he feisty at home as he is on the track, mate? He gets a bit feisty at times. He gives you a little bit of a rib tickler if you don't do the dishes, or
no, he's not like that. He's totally different out off the field. So as soon as he gets across that white line, he's a different person. Don't want to be in front of him, but off the field, he's the nicest bloke you'll come across. Two different Toms there.
Gee, Stevie May was enormous on Josh Kennedy. Going to win the Coleman medal, Josh Kennedy, and to hold him to two goals was a pretty good effort from him.
Yeah, we said that to him after the game. We probably thought he was probably the best player on the ground to obviously play on a big player like that, and keeping two goals brings a lot to the team, and he pretty much starts our night just stopping him, and he's done it all year pretty much, so... He's been a good player for us.
Brandon, I want to touch base with Harley Bunnell's situation. His experience clearly shook him up. What's it done for the footy club, and as a young player and as a young teammate, have you learnt from someone else's demise?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's a tough couple of weeks for the club and obviously Harley, but the way he's gone out the last 3 weeks, or two weeks in the AFL, and put two consistent big games together. It just shows that he wants to be here and wants to pay the club back, and that obviously showed all the boys that all the boys in the club got around to him, and obviously everyone that says we're part of it together, so we're going to get through together, and it just shows what he's done the last 2 weeks. Proves that he's trying to prove a lot of people wrong.
And, Brandon, you've got the big Q clash next week. Big game for you. Brisbane Lions haven't been going that well. It's probably a game you expected to win.
Yeah, obviously, Rocket spoke to that. Spoke to us about that after the game. It was a good result on the weekend, but now we've got to back it up and go up to the Gabba and hopefully get another win on the board. We've got a good month or last 5 weeks where we can try and obviously get a few results our way. So that's what he spoke to us about after the game. Not getting too happy about the way we played on the weekend, but we need now to back it up, and starting with the Q clash this week, be a big game.
Good on you, Brandon. Great effort by the boys. Well done, and all the best for the big game up against Brisbane. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having us.
One of the young stars for Gold Coast, Brandon Matera.